Hey, what is up, guys? Scott Lowe here, and it is great to see you again. Today, we're talking about a very special, special word that is used probably every day by most native speakers of English, myself included, but it's also a word that you'll never see in an essay or an academic paper or any sort of official document. Of course, I'm talking about the word ain't. I'd be willing to bet that you have heard this word before, probably many times, actually. But do you really know what it means? Do you know how to use it? Or do you even know if you should use it? Well, not to worry, because that is what we're gonna find out right now. So first, I'm gonna tell you what ain't is, what it means, where it comes from, and then I'll show you how to use it by giving you a few common examples of how I would use the word ain't. Okay, so fun fact, ain't is actually a very old word. Yeah, hundreds of years ago, it was the official contraction of am not. I am not back then was I ain't. But then ain't started to be used in the place of other contractions like we aren't became we ain't. He isn't became he ain't. So I don't know, I guess it was just easier to have one contraction for all of the different conjugations of the verb to be. But then it started to replace other verbs like I haven't became I ain't. He hasn't also become he ain't in some cases, usually when we're talking about present perfect tense. And ain't was replacing so many contractions that actually it lost its original meaning, and to this day, we don't have an official contraction of am not anymore, at least in American English. So obviously, it was very popular. Everybody was using ain't, but it was viewed as non-standard English. In other words, it's not slang exactly, but it's not technically correct anymore to use ain't. So that is why you'll never see ain't used in a legal document or in an academic paper, and why it's not really advisable to use it in more formal or in most business settings. But that's not to say that people don't use it. No, we use it all the time. We just use it outside of the business and academic world. Yeah, ain't is the type of vocabulary that you use among friends in a more relaxed and informal setting. Its prevalence also depends to some degree on the region you're in and the culture that you're a part of. For example, ain't is a staple of the AAVE, or African American Vernacular English. So in this dialect that's specific to the African American community and culture, ain't is widely used. It's also associated with the English that is spoken in the southern United States, that southern accent. Yeah, they love using the word ain't. But like I said, it's super popular, especially now with the internet. So to some degree, you'll see it's all over North America, the UK, and really probably in every English-speaking country, you'll see people using ain't in certain situations. So let's take a look right now at a few examples of when you might use ain't. So let's do this. First, I'll say the sentence in standard English, and then I'll say it again using ain't. He tried to fool me, but I'm not stupid. He tried to fool me, but I'm not stupid. He tried to fool me, but I ain't stupid. He tried to fool me, but I ain't stupid. Okay, next example. He isn't any friend of mine. He isn't any friend of mine. He ain't no friend of mine. He ain't no friend of mine. So guys, check this out. When using ain't, it's also very common to use a double negative. He ain't no friend of mine. Double negative is also something that's not technically correct, but they're usually used together. Ain't and a double negative. Let's look at a few more examples of that. We're not gonna tell you anything. We're not gonna tell you anything. We ain't gonna tell you nothing. We ain't gonna tell you nothing. So again, we see ain't together with that double negative. Ain't gonna tell you nothing. And here we also start to see how ain't is used as an emphasis device. Again, this is in more informal settings, but I don't know, there's something a little bit more powerful about saying we ain't gonna tell you nothing instead of we aren't going to tell you anything. You see what I'm saying? So when we wanna give a phrase a little more oomph, I would say, give the phrase a little more force, We can use ain't. And then that shows a little bit more attitude. We ain't gonna tell you nothing. Zero. All right, here's another good one. I haven't got any money right now. I haven't got any money right now. I ain't got no money right now. I ain't got no money right now. So again, we can see this as an emphasis. I'm not just broke. I'm flat broke. I've got 0.00 in the bank account. I ain't got no money. And this is also the first example of I haven't got any money being replaced by I ain't got no money. And now our last example, he hasn't got any time to rest. He hasn't got any time to rest. He ain't got no time to rest. He ain't got no time to rest. So anyway, those are the five different ways that you can use ain't in a sentence. Am not, are not, is not, have not, has not. And something just occurred to me is that you probably hear ain't a lot more in songs than in books, for example. Yeah, we use ain't in songs all the time, whether to make the song more informal, more relatable, or maybe just to make something rhyme. So anyway, we know that it's popular, we know how to use it, but the question now is, should you use it? Well, first of all, I would just say that it's not really acceptable to use in formal writing styles. So in any sort of document for work or for school, definitely avoid it. But in daily conversation, I think it really just depends on who you surround yourself with. For example, if you're in a region or a subculture where it's utilized a lot, you find the people around you using ain't, then I say when you're in those formal, friendly situations, yeah, go for it. Why not? And that is everything that you need to know about ain't. So guys, have fun practicing this new word, and I will see you later. Peace out.
Vader talk.